This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Is hour number three coming to you live? This is Lock and Load, and normally this would be 1911 University, but we don't have Joe. With no Joe, there is no 1911 University. We're going to continue to try to get him, but if we don't get him, that's fine. We'll just do the show. How about that? I'm sure that there will be another 1911 University. I'm almost certain of it. So let's go with that, shall we? Now, with the dissolution of the USSR in 1991, the Cold War virtually disappeared. Who was there to fight it? Who was there to fight it? In the 1990s, the People's Republic of China was admitted to the World Trade Organization under Deng Xiaoping, the Premier of China, 1978 to 92. They began to set up empowerment zones and allowed capitalist multinational corporations to operate within their borders. McDonald's has some very nice fast food outlets in China, and many of our medicines as well as our Barbie dolls are manufactured there. Chinese restrictions on childbearing won the hot hearts of the Western leftists, who are convinced that overpopulation combined with climate change, which is formerly global warming, is the cause of poverty on our planet. Sustainable use of resources became a new mantra, and for many, sustainability means capitalism and communism working together side by side. So how else can we arrive at the fulfillment of the Marxian principle, from each according to his ability to each according to his need? So the highly educated leftists in the West neatly combined all these avenues of discourse, climate change, population control, compatibility of communism and capitalism, with the widely accepted utilitarian doctrine of the greatest good for the greatest number, which is believed by most, if not all, of Western civilization. Our own left-wing elite easily accepted the belief that the greatest good could easily be best discerned by the more educated, informed classes of people. Such a neat little package with a bow. The only snag is it leaves out of the equation two important dimensions of the problem. Dimension one: what happens to the individual in this process, and in particular, what happens to the liberty of the individual? Dimension two: what is the role of God and of individual morality in this collective vision? Does subjecting yourself to decisions of the new experts of the greatest good become a new morality? There's one paradigm of morality presented to the Western civilization for 3,400 years. It's called Judeo-Christian values. And at many points, it conflicts directly with the new Sino-technocratic Marxist utilitarian morality. There is one paradigm of capitalist economics, where private ownership and management of one's assets is justified. Another opposing paradigm, where ownership, product design, prices, wages, and uses of goods and services are governmental. There's one paradigm where God and creator of heaven and earth is mainstream, and there's the more recent paradigm where the human caretaker model, taking care of society and nature, is the end-all and be-all. Now, I grew up before 1991, and I was brought up in a world that was anti-communist. And the majority view held by both of our major parties then emphasized private ownership of property and individual liberty restrained by Judeo-Christian morality. The Democrats of the 60s and the 70s would look like the most staunch conservatives today. The media would still be garbage, though. Despite the banning of prayer in our schools in 1962, faith in God was perceived as legitimate, which varied on an individual-by-individual basis, and not as a somewhat out-of-date interest merely to be tolerated. We had rights, and those in the USSR did not. We had prosperity, and the commies did not. We were good guys, and they were bad guys. People wanted to become citizens and emigrate to the USA. Nobody wanted to go to the commie countries and, you know, defect and head that way. We were in a fight against those who sought to disrupt all the positives of the USA and look to the Soviets for leadership in doing so. Eugene Debs was their candidate in 1912. Henry Wallace was their candidate in 1948. Then there was George McGovern in 1972. But then the USSR, it collapsed, and it seemed that the idea of two sides in the world also evaporated from the American consciousness. And a paradigm shift began to take place. We had no boogeyman. We had no common enemy between us anymore. Now we're struggling through a great identity crisis between the leftist programs and policies and programs and policies based on private property and liberty. And it has intensified with this virus pestilence. The left, following the example of Mao's Long March, has kept pushing forward, and has now taken over one of our two major parties. Now, the under 30 crowd does not know, and I mean that emphatically, they do not know about communism, about Castro, about Mao, about Lenin, about Stalin, about murder of the kulaks in Ukraine, about the Cultural Revolution, about the boat people risking all in the high seas to, you know, cross that little bit of water from Cuba to Florida. They do not know about the murders and the torture or imprisonments in communist countries. They do not know about the rampant bribery in communist countries of the long hours in line to buy chicken and meat and eggs and produce. They do not know that the government told people when and where they could move to another apartment or what occupation to study for in school. They don't know anybody that's from the USSR. I mean, we still have them. We still have them here. But they're older now, so they're not cool. They're not on TikTok or Facebook or, you know, Instagram. They do not know about a society where the government produces all clothing and there was no variety of colors or styles to choose from. Can't be a hype beast when you're, you know, in a communist country. Back in 1990, all the clothes in the USSR were brown or dark blue or charcoal gray. Go look at a video. They're probably on YouTube. Now we're at a point where learning about these things is in books and in articles, and books and articles are being read less because of the declining literacy and attention span of the population. We are all becoming increasingly addicted to sound bites and texts and Facebook and Instagram or Twitter posts as a legitimate source of idea or information. And they're becoming central media for communication rather than a marginal pastime for less significant communications. Now, previously, in our new computer age, these communications were for fun, but not to be taken as seriously as more substantial, lengthier forms of communication. So the possibility of challenging the left through books and articles became less and less viable with each passing year. That threat in an earlier era was not only to be considered in books and articles, but more part of everyday consciousness. I knew what communism was in 1969 when I was a kid, you know. We understood what this was. And we knew that it was wrong, at the very least suspect, and that it was wrong without reading articles and books on the subject. And today, that persuasive or pervasive in the understanding that communism is unacceptable is no longer there. The leftocratic position described earlier by me is the norm for many, including our college-educated under 30 generation. And the left has made tremendous progress since 1991. So in the face of the fact that the path of private property, natural rights, and liberty, all of that, belief in the individual and all of this other stuff, and not a socialist global village has been dominant for a few hundred years, we have to still fight for that today like we never have before. And because of the invasion of leftism from Europe in the late 19th century, we've been fighting the Marxist view for over 100 years and have in the past 30 years lost ground. So resistance is needed. Prayer and resolve helps you get the mindset. Get ready to rumble. I could possibly be sued for saying that. I've been seeing this stuff about Michael Buffer. Get ready to rock. How about that one? Cock locked and ready to rock, as Uncle Ted would say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. In California recently, two ER doctors gave a powerful briefing on what's going on when it comes to the Wuhan virus in their state, our nation, and the world over. Two doctors are Dr. Dan Erickson, this was all on video, and Dr. Artin Masahi, I believe, Dr. Erickson is a former emergency room physician who now co-owns Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California. Dr. Masahi is his business partner. Bakersfield is the largest city and the county seat of Kern County, California. Kern County has a population of just over 90,000. Highlights from their briefing. The Wuhan virus has caused severe disruption for their urgent care business because they were forced to shut down and the forced total focus on only Wuhan virus patients. Their volumes of patients have dropped severely, significantly. Confirming what Portland, Oregon nurse Josie Alexander boldly declared just one day prior in their briefing, Dr. Erickson also revealed that many California hospital ICUs are empty. And because of this, hospitals are shutting down floors, and they're furloughing patients, they're furloughing doctors. In certain places in California, the health system has been evacuated to the point that they are operating at a minimal capacity, getting rid of our doctors and nurses because we don't have the volume of patients anymore. After talking to ER physicians around the country, because COVID has become the focus of the healthcare system, Dr. Erickson concludes that people with critical illnesses like heart disease, cancer, hypertension, and the like are not going to the doctor out of fear. Now, this is all thanks to the media and the many politicians across the U.S., where we're dealing with an irrational and uninformed fear when it comes to the widespread shelter-in-place orders that permeate the U.S. Dr. Erickson points out that typically we were supposed to quarantine the sick and not the healthy. We've never seen where we quarantine the healthy, where we take those without disease and without symptoms and lock them in their house. And this type of quarantine is not really meshing with what we know as people of scientific minds that read this stuff every day. So they tested 5,213 people for the Wuhan virus in their five Bakersfield locations, which is over half of the 9,197 tests performed in Kern County. 340 came back positive. That's a positive rate of just around 6.5%. This indicates a widespread viral infection that is similar to the flu. And Dr. Erickson believes that these numbers are ubiquitous for California. The overall numbers for the state of California, those who tested positive, divided by the overall number tested, show that about 12% of Californians are positive for the Wuhan virus. If you apply this rate to the overall population of California, you get just over 4.7 million Californians with the Wuhan virus. Now, when they gave this briefing, California had 1,227 Wuhan virus deaths. So that means currently in California you have about a 0.026% chance of dying from the Wuhan virus. These numbers differ vastly from the woefully inaccurate, Dr. Erickson's words, models that first predicted millions of Wuhan virus deaths across the U.S. And then Dr. Erickson asked the important questions that many politicians in the U.S. seem unwilling to consider as most of us remain in some form of shutdown. Do such numbers necessitate sheltering in place? Do such numbers necessitate shutting down medical systems? Do such numbers necessitate people being out of work? And the easy short form answer to all of these questions is no. And note, as most anyone with a basic understanding of math would see, the more you test, the rate of positives, those with the Wuhan virus, goes up. And with the number of deaths staying relatively the same, the death rate then gets smaller and smaller. And as Dr. Erickson repeatedly put it, millions of cases, small amount of death. This is playing out in every state in the U.S., including the worst hit states such as New York. It's also worth noting that across the U.S., the recovery rate for those actually contracting the Wuhan virus is well over 90%, much closer to 100% than 90% in most parts of the U.S. When you look at the U.S. as a whole, with over 4 million Wuhan virus tests, we see a 19.6% positive rate. And once again, notice that more testing indicates a higher rate of Wuhan virus infection. So if you apply the 19.6% of total population to the United States, you get 64 million people infected. Per CDC numbers, that potential number of Wuhan virus infections is similar to what we've seen with the flu recently in the U.S. And likewise, the total number of Wuhan virus deaths is similar to what we've seen in recent bad flu seasons. In 2017, 2018, there were 50 to 60 million Americans that had the flu, with 43,544 flu deaths. So these numbers compare very well with what we're seeing with the Wuhan virus. Yet, during the deadly flu season of 2017-2018, there was no pandemic talk, no shelter in place, no shutting down of businesses, and no sending doctors home. Dr. Erickson says the flu is dangerous. It does kill people, and that's with a vaccine. And yet, just because you have a vaccine, because only about half of Americans even get the flu vaccine, there's no guarantees when it comes to controlling the spread of, preventing death from, or that the vaccine will even be effective against a flu or a flu-like virus. So unless we come up with a very highly effective vaccine for the Wuhan virus, and unless we're willing to force it upon people, as we see with the flu, there are few guarantees when it comes to the vaccine. Dr. Erickson is a Norwegian, so he compares Norway, which shut down, to Sweden, which did not. And those these are neighboring Scandinavian nations with significantly different approaches to battling the virus. And the difference in the results for both nations was statistically insignificant, and showed millions of cases with small amount of death. Norway's numbers were slightly better than Sweden's, but then he asked the important question, do Norway's slightly better numbers justify shutdown, loss of jobs, destruction of oil companies, furloughing of doctors? Easy answer is no. And there's so much more to this that's going on. So much more to this is going on. Look this up. It's just over 50 minutes long. It's worth your time to listen, to watch. This is what we're doing. We're reacting to a virus in a way that we've never before reacted, with disastrous consequences, economically and otherwise. And we're in a hole, and it's time to stop digging. It's time to get out, go to church, go to work, go to school, go play, and get on with our lives. I just got a text. If you're listening, I just got a text from Joe. He is ready to go, so if you want to get a hold of him in the break that's coming up, we can actually have a shortened version of 1911 University. So that's sort of cool. That'd be all right. I could do that. Yeah, but we just overreacted. Fear does that. You got to take a moment and sit back and gather information. Figure out what's going on. Then make those calls. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy.
It varies from state to state, as you well know, and it's going to be a phased-in, kind of rolling-in process. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. That means things are going to improve.
Kudlow, speaking on Fox News, also shares his perspective on what he believes May will look like.
May is going to be a transition month for reopening the economy. Let's just call it May and spilling over into early June.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is still unsure about a formation of a House Select Committee on coronavirus stimulus spending.
I view this as just another impeachment committee.
Democrats, who will have the majority on the panel, say the panel aims to prevent and crack down on fraud and abuse, to which McCarthy already says they're House committees. You're listening to USA Radio News. Since the pandemic began, Maryland's governor has become one of the most recognizable governors in America. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
Maryland Matters reports Governor Larry Hogan's been on one or more of the Sunday Network TV news shows for six of the last 8 weeks, and overall he's made 22 appearances on national programs since the outbreak began, one of his most recent being last night's Daily Show on Comedy Central hosted by Trevor Noah.
Where does Maryland stand right now?
Unfortunately, you know, we're a little bit behind where New York and some of the other places are, but we're not nearly as bad, but we're still on the rise. We've just
It's been fueling speculation that Hogan may be laying the groundwork for an eventual run for U.S. Senate in the future. Some say maybe even the White House. Hogan does chair the National Association of Governors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Indiana visiting a General Motors plant that's making ventilators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Not to be confused. This is 1911 University, the short version. We overcome technology here. Of course, the professor and the chief cook and bottle washer for the 1911 University is Joe Chambers, who has had a very full day, and I guess his phone, something went bad with the phone or something. So here we are, short version. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good now that I don't have to just talk by myself. I'm not used to doing that this time this time of night on this night, you know. So
sorry about that. I had a technical difficulty with the phone here, and I was shooting some video of us shooting a gun, and my battery went dead. And then before I knew it, it was 7:10, and I was like, "Oh crap! Gotta get that fixed."
You just about went into the dark side just then, didn't you? I could hear it just about happen.
Yeah.
But you caught yourself. That's fine. That's good. We didn't have to bleep nothing out. That's good stuff. So yeah. I saw a picture today on it was either Facebook or Instagram of a really handsome gun that you just got done refurbishing. How often do people send guns to you to refurbish?
Not as often as they would like.
And what? Now, is that because you got too many new guns going out? You just don't have time to sit there and pull one apart and reapportion it or whatever you would have to do to it to make it where they want it to be? Or?
Yeah, I don't do a lot of rebuilds anymore just simply because I'm busy, you know, trying to do the new stuff. And that particular gun belongs to a police officer friend of mine in Texas, and he sent it to me some time ago and to get it tuned up a little bit. And then while it was here, I said, we should put a magwell on it. And he says, okay. And I says, we should put an RDS M plate on it. And he says, okay. So next thing you know, I've, you know, modernized it to make it into a modern duty pistol for him, trigger job, you know, and optimized all the internals and the guts and whatnot to make it just want to make sure that, you know, he's my friend, and I don't want him to be carrying something that he can't depend on if he needs it.
Understood. I get exactly what you're saying. But let me ask you a question. With a gun like that, when you can get your hands on it and you can start refurbing it and everything, how far or how close to a chamber's gun does a gun like that come when you get done with it? How tight, how tuned can you make it?
Well, on this particular gun, we weren't really going for complete accuracy optimization because you dump thousands of dollars into the gun and you just still just have a Colt. But what I was going for was making sure, you know, that it runs with any kind of ammo. It's reliable. And so, you know, accuracy-wise, it's not even close. Matter of fact, me and my friend David were shooting it, and 50-yard plates was kind of a guessing game. and we shoot 50 yards a lot, you know. I mean, that's our game. And it was a guessing game, really, to shoot 50 yards with it versus one of our own guns that you just pull out of our pocket and hammer down with.
Sure. Do you hit the like with my gun when you were telling me, yeah, we were hitting 200-yard targets with this. Are you hitting the 200-yard target more consecutively than you do the 50-yard target with this particular gun, or is it about the same? Or
With the rebuild? With the tune-up?
With the rebuild, yes, sir.
We don't even try shooting it at 200 yards.
No, I mean,
like a magazine of 10 rounds, you know, if you really, really focus hard, you can shoot 6 or 8 shots on a half-size Ipsic at 50. If you're really focused, because the gun is just, you know, I mean, it's just a factory gun. They're just loose. Like you shake the gun and it rattles.
Right.
You know, so, you know, the things we do to a gun like that is we recut the chamber, we recut the feed ramp, we tune the extractor and the ejector so you get positive ejection and it's consistent each time. Do a complete trigger job. Matter of fact, I replaced the hammer because we got rid of the 80 series parts in order to put the RDSM on it. So we got rid of the hammer and put a different hammer in there that is better suited for what he's going to do with the gun. And, you know, adjust the mag catch and the slide stop, put a new guide rod in it because Colt has this silly dual spring guide rod set up in there. I don't know what they're thinking with that stuff, but whatever. And so we got rid of that, put a regular GI guide rod with a regular 13-pound Springco USA spring in it, and put a... One of the nice modifications we did to it is we put a stand chin, I forget what he calls it now, but you don't have to machine the frame. You can just put it on there. He makes them specifically so you can do that. So we put one of those on there, the magwells. It comes checkered already. It's very nicely done. And, it makes for a nice gun. You know, if a guy doesn't want to go full hog for a custom gun, and just wants it optimized and tuned up, it makes for a nice setup.
Yeah. I can, you know, I understand where some people have, you know, Carl has a couple of 1911s that are not necessarily. Does he have one of your guns yet?
He has a gun that I rebuilt. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not real big. We want to say it out loud.
It's a Kimber that I chopped down and rebuilt for my customized again. And it's a nice gun. It's a really nice gun.
It is.
But again, there's only so much you can do with those guns before you get in head over heels with them. And, you know, like the Colt, for example, retail value on the work I did to it is around $2,000.
Right.
And then the base gun itself, retail is about, I think, $1,600, $1,500. So you're at $3,500, $3,600. Well, you could have had a WMG for like $500 more.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it comes down to it, what do you really want out of the gun? And in this case, you know, he's a friend of mine, and I owed him a favor, so I took care of him on some of it, but, you know, if, and I tell clients this all the time, I can rebuild that for you if you want, but you're going to end up with as much or more money in it as if you just bought a new gun from me right off the bat and we just, you know, did what you want out of the gate. And you're going to end up with a nicer, more consistent shooting gun, accuracy-wise. Reliability is the same. This Colt, today, it ran like a top. I mean, we shot a couple hundred rounds through it, all different kinds of ammo. It ran great, no issues whatsoever. But it's not a one in, you know, it's not a one and a half, one and a quarter, 1-inch gun. If I had to guess, it's probably a 4 or 5-inch gun at 50 yards. And that's fine for what he's using it for. It's a duty gun. You know, if he has to go that far, he'll go with a, he'll get after it with a rifle. But, you know, if you're wanting to stretch it out there, that it ain't the way to go.
We're about to head into the first break. I just got one quick question. It's a yes or no question. Is the RPD the modern version of the RPK?
No, it's a belt fed.
Okay.
Big difference. Yep.
Well, the RPK can be belt fed.
No, it cannot.
The RPK can't be belt fed?
No, it's a mag fed. It's a RPK is a long AK-47.
Right. Okay.
The
anyway,
the RPD is a belt fed. Yeah.
Obviously, Joe has an RPD. He put up, he built a new berm and then he shot it full of holes with his RPD. ChambersCustom.com. That's where you can go to find this stuff, or Chambers Custom on Facebook. Go find out what they have. Get on the list. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this is 1911 University, the short form, to be sure, but we did get some stuff in here for this. I want to, and of course, the professor is Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. The single stack, how much of a demand is there for the single stack now? How many people still want to carry the single stack, and is there an advantage in size as far as concealing a single stack, in your opinion?
We have probably right now, with the way things are going, we get probably one single stack order for every three 2019 wide body orders on average. I think there's an advantage in the single stack in that it is more concealable. You can have a, you know, have it bobtailed and whatnot to make it more concealable. It's certainly lighter, in my opinion, and the opinion of my scale, than a wide body. So that's an advantage in my eyes. But we have a lot of clients that are carrying their double stacks that we built them.
Well, yeah. Yeah. The double stack, but I mean like the single stack. Is a single stack more versatile because it's easier for some of the bigger calibers to work in a single stack? Or is do you see the future of this platform, is it going to be double stacks and 9mm and the, you know, the fast flat shooting guns that you build?
Well, I think that's the craze right now, is 9s and 38 supers in the wide bodies. Whether that'll hold up long term, I don't know. I mean, the single stack is a classic, right? I mean, it's just a classic gun. People like them. We
right.
don't sell as many 45 single stacks as we used to. We sell a lot of nines in single stack. What's curious about the frames themselves, and I was just showing a guy this earlier in the week that was at the shop, the thickness side to side of a single stack versus one of our wide bodies is within 10 thousandths of being the same.
Hmm.
So two human hairs thickness difference between them. What makes it feel thicker, obviously, is the front strap is wider on the wide body. And so I don't know that if carried in the right way, on the right, you know, depending on your body type and how you like to carry your gun, you know, can you conceal a commander-sized fat WMG? Absolutely.
Yep.
Is it going to be as lightweight? No, but you do have double the rounds.
Right.
So there is that to consider. And for people that maybe they don't want to carry a reload or they just want more bullets on their person for whatever their reasoning is, you know, then the wide body is certainly the way to go. If you like the classic styling, you know, if you like a little bit more heft to the gun itself, as far as the frame being metal, then obviously the wide body is, or the single stack is the way to go.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think a lot of it just boils down to personal preference, Bill, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, I see a lot of people that still swear by the single stacks, and I like the single stacks from the standpoint of, you know, I carried a single stack gun in the military for 7 years. However, is the double stack 9mm, is this the modernization of the 1911? Because everybody has moved to 9mm, and to me it just sort of seems like a fairly well-built platform for that, and it really handles it well. And then when there's a gun like yours, when you build them, it's so much better. And what do you think about that?
I think people have realized the advantages of it. You know, for years the old saying was, they all fall with ball, that's why I carry a 45. Okay, cool. I mean, I guess if you think so. But, you know, technology has changed, clearly. You know, we're living in 2020, not 1920. And bullet technology has changed with the times. So now you have 9mm bullets that are way more capable of doing what they need to do in a self-defense situation versus even 10 years ago. The 9mm prospects, unless you hand loaded, were pretty abysmal. So we're seeing a turn in technology there. We're also seeing an aging shooter demographic. A lot of people who like the 9mm are not getting any younger, and shooting 45. You know, if you go to a class and you got to shoot 400 rounds in a day, shooting 45 that many times is not easy on the body. And it's not just your wrist, your hands, your elbows, your shoulders. It's the whole shock of it.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, guys are wanting to train more. And so they're realizing, one, the body wear issues, two, the cost issues. You know, the 9mm ammo is typically a third less money than 45 ammo. So,
yep.
It just makes sense to them to switch over, and now they can get it in a higher capacity. So when they're at that class, they don't have to be loading mags all day long, which is nice. I think there's some definite advantages that people are seeing in it. Is it the best platform? I don't know. Again, it depends on you and what you want to do with the gun and how you want to carry it. It's a very good platform though. The wide body 9mm is a very good platform.
Okay, I can live with that. I sort of get that, but I don't know. I've been watching some videos. You know, I've watched all the videos I can find about the kind of stuff I like. So I've started branching out into the stuff that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot, you know, I'm finding a lot of single stack, videos, and I find it interesting that in the modern striker fired fighting gun, all of those are double stacks.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to adopt to get into the single stack thing for the people that wanted the little toy guns to carry that are, they actually want to make it comfortable to carry a gun concealed. So they got into the single stacks, but everything else up to that point that was considered a fighting gun was a double stack, and it was 9mm.
Everything that was considered a fighting gun by the current generation of warfighters.
Gotcha.
If you go back 50 years, there was no Glock, there was no SIG, HK was not really a thing in pistols. And, you know, those war fighters, the fighting gun was a Colt 45.
Yep.
That's what people carry, you know.
Yep.
If you were an old school, you know, Colonel Cooper fan, you wouldn't be caught dead with a Commander in 9mm. I mean, they made them, but nobody carried that. You know, if you carried a Commander, you carried a 45 or a 38 Super. The end.
Right.
9mm was for sissies. And, you know, now we've come around to the idea that 9mm will get the job done.
You know, you in the time we have left, now starting next week, the show will be on from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern starting next week.
Okay.
And so that means you can come on earlier and be done earlier. And it also means that we're about to have Lock and Load TV start, so you're also going to have to figure out a way to send me video when I have you on that.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yes, it will. And I mean, you know, people have been like, hey, how are you going to make your background look? Because, you know, your background is what makes people interested. So, you know, I've looked at various things. I've looked at hiring certain dancing girl troops. They're way too expensive. I may have to go with the green screen thing and, you know, see how that goes.
But I think the green screen is the way to
go, Bill. Yeah. Then I could just, then I could do a virtual dancing girl review on there. And maybe they would stay for that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. It's actually going to air on 8 TV channels in Northern California. Don't ask me why this is happening. I have no idea. But
Northern California is actually super conservative.
I know. I do know that, but it's still in California. It's still under the thumb of the Gavin, of the Brill Cream. So that's coming. That's all starting Monday. So this is the last Thursday that 1911 University is this late at night. Starting next week, it'll be much earlier. And you'll be done early, and you can, there you go, that'll be cool. I do want to thank you for taking the time to reach out and say, I finally got it fixed, bring me on now. I love somebody that's eager to get into the trenches with me. So, chamberscustom.com, yes sir, I'll be in touch.
Okay.
And we'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be. About total control, this has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.